Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
One more time. Let's go over it one more time.
We've gone over it, Minkowski. We've gone over it a lot.
Well, I think we should go over it one more time.
And I think
until someone asks you to confirm or deny something from the Goddard perspective, no one cares what you think.
Guys.
Look, it's been almost a month since we had to give up on the Urania. Clearly, we're not going anywhere until we figure out what these people want from us. You guys have something better to do with your time? Hera, want to do the honors?
You have started. You are ongoing. You cannot squelch off now. Get your act together. Finish the process quickly. Work it out, Brainiac.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but that really cleared things up for me.
Shut up, Jacoby.
Short of us figuring out how to translate the claptrap in Eiffel's head, anyone have any ideas about how to crack this thing?
How about a Ouija board?
A what?
You know, a Ouija board? The thing with the letters that let spirits or whatevers answer questions from the great beyond?
You know what's sad? I'm pretty sure that's the best idea we've had all night.
Oh, yeah. Who can contain this man's genius?
Knock it off.
Oh, for God, this is ridiculous. There has to be a way to figure this out. If only we had some way to get inside their heads.
Guys? I think I might have an idea.
What? Why are you pointing at...
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Well, I might be wrong here, but...
If we can't get into their heads, we might be able to...
Y'all long enough?
Wait, I'm still lost. Took us long enough to what? Oh, nope. Not a chance.
Hang on, before we get too excited...
No, I am not your ET helpline. None of us have any idea how my... connection even works.
But
no, Eiffel. And even if we could figure out how to trigger whatever the hell happens to me, then what? What if they're not feeling chatty? What if they decide to maul one of you?
If Jacoby got a little mauled, I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be the person living it. You wouldn't have to see it through the eyes of the mauler. I'm not taking that risk. End of story.
But what if...
No. In my capacity as acting commander of this station, do not try to get your freaky dial-up on through me. That's an order.
Well, I guess it's back to the drawing board. I mean the Ouija board.
Uh, Damn it.
Captain? Could I talk to you for a moment?
What is it, Hera?
You should do it.
This isn't up for discussion.
Why not?
Hera, I thought you, of all people, would understand not wanting someone reaching inside your brain.
I do. But is that really what you're worried about?
I'm worried about the fact that it's a horrible idea.
It's not that... Well, fine. It is a little awful. But since when does Captain Lovelace not want to try an idea just because it might blow up in our faces?
Do not try and shrink me.
You said it. I've been there. I've been used, but sometimes you can use right back.
When Hilbert took over your systems, how there were you? Could you hear your own voice saying things you never thought? Feel your body doing things that aren't coming from your mind? I don't need any more reminders of how I'm not in control of my life.
You know what I found helps with that? Making something happen because you said so.
Would you do it?
No, of course not.
You're sure you're cool with this, Captain?
I reserve the right to change my mind at any time. But yes.
Voice of reason here. Can't see how this leads to anything good.
Noted, Minkowski. You can wash your hands of this if you want, and you don't have to contribute, but I say we give this a try.
I don't want to contribute. Can I wash my
hands? No.
I just want it down on the record that I think this is very foolish and someone is going to get hurt.
I'll have Hera put that on the transcript. Now pipe down, because we're going to do some magic. All right, let's get ourselves some Borg network action.
And how are you going to do that?
Well...
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas? Not everyone at once, please.
Oh, come on. Does anyone have any ideas?
Well,
any ideas that don't involve lethal harm or firearms?
I've got nothing.
Anyone else? Do I even want to know?
I was trying to scare you. You know, like when you get the hiccups and someone scares you and they just go away, just in reverse, and for the purposes of you taking us to your leader,
Sorry.
Well, I'm never getting that minute back. Anything else?
I
think for a moment, Eiffel. Is this actually a good idea?
Oh, ha ha. Hera, you work with Maxwell to up your zen or whatever, didn't you? What did you guys do?
It was just a couple of...
What exactly is that going to do?
Like, help you connect with your inner depths and junk?
Yes, but I'm not sure that I can...
That is what made you master of the house, isn't it? It let you resist Maxwell's commands... Gave you more control over your systems?
That actually somehow swerved into not being a terrible point. I suppose we could give that a shot. Hera?
Sure. We can give it a try.
All right. That's settled then.
Great.
Thank you.
As I'll ever be. What is it that I'm supposed to be doing?
We're seeing if we can get you to unlock the alien connection you have by expanding your mental awareness. Start by closing your eyes. Focus on your breath. In and out.
Hira, I do know how to breathe, thanks. And as far as I know, you don't...
You want to do this or not?
Okay. I'm just one. I'm ready now.
Scanning down from the top of your head, notice any tension in your face.
Well, I do now.
No talking!
Oh. Sorry.
If you notice any thoughts rising, that's fine. Just gently bring your attention back to your breath.
And then what?
Just keep breathing quietly. Okay. Now, bring your attention to any sounds in the room. Electricity. Liquid traveling through the pipes.
But when will I know?
What part of normal function was not clear? Look, I'm sorry. This is a process, okay? And I'm not exactly an expert at teaching this. I'm just doing what I can.
What the hell, Eiffel?
Sorry! Also, ow! God!
You wanna try that again?
Maybe later, Hira. I really appreciate this, but we may want to try a different approach.
At the whole mindfulness thing, but you may not be doing it right.
Well, maybe meditation isn't the trick. Maybe activity is.
So what? Push yourself to a physical extreme? See if that triggers it? Something like that?
Something like that? Yeah.
Well, in that case, your heart rate is way too low. There. Isn't that better?
Yeah. Thank you.
You doing okay?
Fine. Walk in the park.
Oh, then we're still not pushing your limits, not really. Let's see what we can do. there. How's that?
Never. Better.
Yeah? I couldn't keep up a sprint at this level for more than a moment.
I guess I'm just...
Yeah, I guess you are. What was it that you said to Hira that one time? You asked her if she could... count to 10?
What? Art.
Just trying to help you reach your limits. Well...
One, two, three, four, five. All right, enough.
Problem?
What? What do you think you're doing?
Me? Nothing. You're the one who's putting herself through a borderline inhumane workout.
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
You don't know? This might work.
Not before you seriously hurt yourself. And you know that. You're the captain, and that means that you can't be on injury reserve. You can't help anyone if you're out of commission.
I know. I know.
Good. The fact that we haven't solved this thing is not your fault, okay?
Well, I... Do you cut it out?
Oh, man. I thought that one would work.
So, what now? Suggestions?
I guess we could check with Kepler, see if he has any ideas?
Oh, for God's sake, no! We're desperate, but not that desperate. We're not asking Kepler for ideas.
So, any ideas, Kepler?
You had some interesting thoughts about how to activate your connection to the presence. Not good thoughts, exactly.
If you have a better one, we're all ears.
Nope. Sorry. I wish I could help you. I really do.
Come on, Colonel. In the spirit of there being no such thing as a bad idea, you gotta have at least a bad idea, right?
Well...
This is such a bad idea. I'm actually kind of impressed.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
No, it's awful. I've been jaded for a while now, and this got me alarmed.
Yeah. Captain, you doing all right out there?
5x5, Eiffel. O2 levels are in the green, beginning to move away from the Hephaestus' main structure.
Say hi for us.
You got it. How are those psi wave levels looking, Hira?
Relatively stable, Captain. We might be able to find a higher concentration beyond your tether, but I can't be entirely sure. There's lots of interference.
Well, I can free float in that direction, see if anything clicks.
Spacewalking. Into the radioactive soup, because Kepler said so.
Oh, spare me the disapproving look, Mom. It's not like he doesn't want us to make contact.
And just so we're clear, what is the plan if Lovelace hits enough psi waves to go into a possessed state while she's outside the station?
If it works, we phone in and play an intergalactic round of 20 questions. It should be fun.
I have your position, Captain. You're clear to release your tether.
Copy here.
Just be careful.
Come on, Minkowski. What could go wrong?
Well, that went horrifically wrong.
What?
Oh, thank God.
Easy, Captain. You're okay.
What? Did it work?
Well, it all depends on what you...
No, it did not. You got knocked out. Electrical discharge from one of the nodes on the Urania.
Considering the voltages involved, it's a miracle you're even conscious.
Hera?
No, Hera's right, Eiffel. If it was one of us, we'd probably be dead.
Perks of being made an alien in Taiwan.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, we talked while you were out, and we all agree. We ought to quit while we're behind.
But nothing.
It's a done deal. And we've got some new, exciting fish to fry.
Jacoby and I have an idea for an algorithm that would cross-reference the alien message with the Bethesda database. We might be able to reverse-engineer its meaning that way.
And I've already moved my sleeping bag into the comms room. Gonna have an all-night rager with a deep-range scan.
If he can get a bead on one of the music transmissions, we might be able to get some intel the old-fashioned way.
Just like Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes, that.
No, but I'm the one
who...
Yeah,
you are, and we're done putting you through this. Just take it easy for now, okay?
Okay. Okay. Eiffel?
Shh. I'm not here. It's late. Go back to sleep.
No, it's fine. I'm not really managing to fall asleep.
I'm sorry we don't have better accommodations.
What? Being strapped into Hilbert's old operating bed? Who could ask for more?
It is the room with all the medical equipment, but I know it's not exactly a mint on the pillow. Although, whew, now that I think about it, the associations can't
be... It's fine, Eiffel. Really. I don't sleep that much.
Since the whole contact event-ness?
No. Since before.
Oh.
Yeah, since I got back here, I don't think I've slept more than 3 hours a night. Looking back now, I should have realized that wasn't exactly normal. I thought it was just... I don't know what I thought.
If it makes you feel better, I don't ever get more than 45 minutes of sleep.
Another thing we have in common now, I guess. Anyway, what brings you down here?
Oh, I was looking for some Advil. Turns out that listening to 4 straight hours of static gives you a tension headache. Who knew?
You've really spent the whole night monitoring the comms?
Yeah.
Not exactly.
Oh? What's going on?
It's... Well, I went up to the observation deck. Had another chat with Kepler.
What?
Against my objections, mind you.
I just wanted to see if he had any other ideas.
After the last one went so well. Also, I thought we were dropping this.
Purely academic curiosity.
Sure. What did he have to say?
Oh, you're gonna want to hear this one for yourself. You'll laugh. Hang on. Colonel K, you still up?
I'm here, Eiffel. What can I do for you?
I'm down here with Captain Lovelace. Do me a favor, tell her about your little theory, would you?
Brainstems.
Huh?
There were a few other records we got off of the Tiamat, including some medical reports. As far as physiology goes, it seems that alien duplicates have a denser, more complex brainstem than humans. Stimulating that part of the nervous system is probably the key to any higher level functions.
And how do we do that?
The simplest way. Alter the brain's chemical state.
You're right. This is funny. Tell me he's not suggesting that I get drunk.
Nah. Gotta save something for the welcome home party. But while Dr. Hilbert may be gone, his arsenal of incredibly creepy chemicals is still with us. And I've spent enough time in Dexter's lab to know what at least some of them do. You know, if we get out of here, remind me to tell you about the time Hilbert got Minkowski drunk and or high enough that... Ah, got it. Okay, so the basic theory is if we can get your norepinephrine levels high enough, we should be able to plug you back into the Matrix.
That's the basic theory.
What do you say, Captain? Want to go on a ride?
I thought we weren't doing this anymore. I thought this was for academic purposes.
Absolutely. Yep, that's definitely what we tell Minkowski.
Oh, what the hell. Let's go.
Very well. Lie back on the table.
If this works, I'm not responsible for any damages when you say something dumb, Eiffel.
Okay. You ready? Here goes nothing.
The hell? Eiffel!
So, slightly changed plans, Captain. Officer Eiffel has just injected himself with a pretty deadly toxin.
What? Why? What's going on?
He has about 2 minutes before total loss of brain function.
What? Hira, do something!
Wish I could. Too bad.
Then
really.
Get Minkowski, dammit. Kepler's trying to kill Eiffel.
None of this was actually Kepler's idea.
What are you talking about?
It was Eiffel's, and he... Well, he figured it would be more credible if it came from someone else.
All those long, pretentious pauses makes Kepler really easy. Jacoby is much harder to imitate. I would have glitched if she knew
that
way.
The f- you can do that?
What I can and can't do is I really need help. Eiffel needs your help, Captain.
Oh, forgot. I'm strapped to the damn table.
What do the aliens mean by complete the process?
Are you kidding me? Not... now.
Now, what do the aliens mean by complete?
I don't know. Help him, goddammit.
Yes, you do know. Somewhere deep down in your subconscious, you know.
I have no idea.
He doesn't have time for this.
I don't know what they want from you, okay? I don't know what they want from me.
His organs are
No, Hira, stop it!
You can stop it, but you have to answer. You have to tell us how to communicate.
Stop it! Just stop!
This is not cool.
We gave you the cliff notes already. The key inside is outside. You must enter in order to leave. We have no other words for what must be done. Tell Douglas he must cowabunga, dude. And soon.
Captain! Officer Eiffel, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Eiffel?
I'll be fine. Just give me a moment.
What the hell was that?
See? Scared ya.
Thank you.
just like to say, again, how utterly reckless and completely irresponsible.
Your concerns are noted, Commander. But I mean, I wasn't gonna die. I was just gonna maybe be comatose for a bit.
Oh, that's so much better.
It worked, didn't it?
Yes. Worked is the verb that comes to mind for this operation.
We are sorry, Captain.
Yeah.
What the hell possessed you to try a stunt like this?
Well, I figured, given how fixated our alien friends seemed to be on me, they'd step in if I was gonna, you know, stop communicating.
Fine, but Hera, you should know better. And since when can you just imitate whoever you want through the PA?
You never asked.
What's done is done.
And we did get some additional information from all of this.
Yeah, although I'm not sure we learned anything enormously useful. But I guess we know how to trigger the captain's avatar state if we...
No, not if. No, next time. You will never do that again.
And again, we are so, so sorry.
Yes, a deep and profound sorriness is being experienced. But see? You don't mess with the hiccups method!
Heard and understood.
So, what now?
Now, two things happen. You and I, Minkowski, are gonna keep working out what the dear listeners want us to do. And these two are going to be on punishment detail.
Wait, but what now?
That is the two-week, excruciatingly long, needlessly unpleasant list of tasks I just decided to assign to the two of you. yeah.
You're not kidding, are you?
Not even a little bit.
Aw, but results!
Yes, Eiffel, but there are things that are more important than results. Not lying to your commanding officer is more important. Not creating a needless crisis is more important. Not emotionally manipulating your friends is more important. We don't put results above these things. Not on my ship. Got it?
Got it. Ooh.
Not yet, you don't. But you will. You will.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. And the role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us come up with some ideas so bad that even Minkowski's impressed? Do so by joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, The Gravo Situation, and all our patrons for your support. And your all-night ragers with the Deep Range Scan. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Twitter and Tumblr at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch the lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die.
No, it's acting out through you. That's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh. Open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.